Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. I just want to recognize Dale Zaklewski. Dale was a former colleague of mine on the Buffalo City Council, and he's the executive director of the Homeless Alliance of Western New York. Sarah Grady, director of domestic violence, prevention and intervention services for child and family services, Haven House. Robin Kruger, executive director of the county mission of Niagara Frontier. Hispanics United is represented here, Best Self, Community Mission, Compass House, Erie County Department for Mental Health, Veterans One Stop, Western New York Veterans Housing Coalition, and finally, Frank Vasquez. Frank is the CEO of Child and Family Services, and before that, he was with People Incorporated, and Frank's going to be retiring 2 months? 2 months. Frank's a great friend of ours and a great leader in this area. Today we are announcing nearly $12.3 million in federal funding through the United States Housing and Urban Development to help fight homelessness in Western New York. The funding is provided through the Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program, designed to promote the goal of ending homelessness in communities across the nation. The Homeless Alliance of Western New York manages grant programs for many Western New York organizations serving Erie, Niagara, Orleans, Genesee, and Wyoming counties. In total, over a dozen local agencies are receiving federal funding. They specialize in providing programs related to mental health, substance abuse, runaway youth, and a range of other services that reach the root cause of homelessness and seek to help individuals and families find a safe living space and a path to a better life. As many as 900 people in the five Western New York counties face homelessness in any given day. HUD reports that 568,000 people experience homelessness daily in the United States in 2019. These federal funds will be instrumental in expanding critical services and continuing to fight homelessness right here in Western New York. This year's awards include a bonus grant totaling more than $395,000 for Haven House to serve people who find themselves without a safe place to live due to domestic violence. We are fortunate to have in the Homeless Alliance of Western New York a coordinated effort led by able local agencies and government partners committed not only to home placement, but a real focus on addressing the challenges that leave people without a home. Dale?
Thank you, Brian. I want to thank HUD for coordinating this grant every year. It's a competitive grant with over 400 communities throughout the country, and it truly is competitive, extremely competitive. And I need to thank the staff at the Homeless Alliance, too, because they put in a tremendous amount of effort to read the HUD regulations, understand the HUD regulations, guide our community partners, many of them who are here today, through that whole process. And I especially want to thank Congressman Higgins for his efforts. No matter who the president has been, Congress has always added homeless funding to the pot. And that, you know, Brian Higgins is our guy here in Buffalo and Western New York. And anytime we've asked for him to champion that cause, he's always been there, a phone call away, and his staff. The money that was announced today is for Tier 1 projects. We're still waiting on approximately to hear whether we were successful in approximately $800,000 in Tier 2 projects. A couple of them would be rapid rehousing programs in Erie County, and one would be a rapid rehousing program in Niagara County. So we've got like our fingers crossed. And earlier this year, we were successful in receiving a youth homeless demonstration program grant of $3.6 million that, again, Congress allocated. So we appreciate you bringing the money back. That's why we send people to Washington to bring that money back home. And Brian, you've been doing that, and we certainly appreciate that. But I'd like to give them a round of applause. You really do deserve When the staff at the Homeless Alliance was putting this grant together, I can't take credit for all this. And the people in this room, a lot of my board members are here, so they know that I can't take the full credit for this, that they know that the staff does a lot of the work. There was this domestic violence bonus that communities could apply for. We didn't get it last year. We're not always successful. But we had numerous meetings with Haven House, and they were like a little reluctant. You know, start getting in the HUD regulations and the matching funds, and like, you know, what exactly are we getting ourselves into? And thankfully, you took our advice, and we were successful in helping Haven House achieve it. Sarah, I'd like to introduce Sarah Grady.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for coming today to talk about this important issue, and thank you to Congressman Brian Higgins and HUD and the Homeless Alliance of Western New York for your support in this process. Haven House is a safe place in our community for domestic violence victims to escape abusive relationships and to start to rebuild their lives. And safe and permanent housing is a critical piece of that rebuilding process. We have seen domestic violence survivors who are ready to leave shelter with their children, but who struggle with the financial means to move out and on to permanent safe housing. And financial control is often a part of domestic violence, and lack of money can be a way back in for the abuser. This funding can help remove financial need as a barrier to freedom for our domestic violence survivors. Haven House is hopeful that adding this new program will give survivors more time and support as they start over. And it will also allow Haven House to hopefully serve more families as survivors settle into safe, permanent housing more quickly and open beds in our shelter to help more domestic violence victims find safety. So thank you for acknowledging this complex issues faced by those who are homeless because they had to flee an abusive relationship. And thank you for supporting services to help them, because domestic violence does not typically stop without intervention. And thank you for supporting a community where people have a right to live free from violence. Thank you.
Questions for Sarah? On topic, no, it's off topic. Yeah. Any questions? Am I okay?
I just have one more thing to add. You know, when people think of homelessness, they think of a guy like my age with a scruffy beard pushing a shopping cart down the street. And that's actually a very small portion of the homeless population. They don't think of a woman fleeing a violent situation, or maybe even fleeing for her life with children in tow. This money helps people fleeing a very dangerous, violent situation, and that can't be stressed enough. You know, and people don't think of that woman fleeing domestic violence when they think of homelessness. And, it really is that valuable to this community, Brian. It's that this isn't just some BS press conference. This money means something. It's going to help.
Now wait a minute.
I always stick my foot in my mouth. But it really means something to the people that need that to help the most.
It should also be noted that
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.